Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. During the blessed month of Ramadan, call for the release of Naveed Butt, truthful advocate of the Khilafah, held in abduction since the 11th of May, 2012. O people of power and influence, we call upon you to use your strength and influence to secure the release of your honorable brother, Naveed Butt. We call upon you as your being loyal sons of Umar al-Faruq, radiallahu anh, and Hamza, radiallahu anh, the chief of martyrs, who strengthened the call for Islam with their strength and influence, earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naveed Butt is well known to us all, the honest guide, advocate of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Wilaya, Pakistan. Our noble brother, Naveed, was seized on the 11th of May, 2012, by thugs of the rulers at the time, the Kayani Zardari regime. This 11th May, 2021, it will have been a complete 9 years of oppression on a believer whose only crime is to say that his Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. In this blessed month of Ramadan, with its abundant rewards for the righteous, we call upon you to raise his case and demand his release so that the 10th year of oppression does not pass. We call upon you to assist Naveed in his hardship and in the hardship of his family, while reminding you of the speech of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Man nafasa an mu'minin karbatan min kurabi dunya, nafasa Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawm al-qiyamah." If anyone relieves a Muslim believer from one of the hardships of this worldly life, Allah will relieve him of one of the hardships of the day of resurrection. Muslim. O people of power and influence of Pakistan, from the ulama, the journalists, the lawyers, or the business community, amongst others, our strength, influence, status, and privilege are nothing but a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can be taken from us at any time. Indeed, our strength, influence, status, and privilege are a trust above which we will be held to account by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our lives draw to their inevitable ends, it is high time that we invested our strength and influence in the best place, in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the dominance of His deen. We will invest our capabilities at a time that the Islamic Ummah has awoken to its purpose in this dunya, the complete worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the implementation of Islam as a way of life, authority, and state. Indeed, the call for the Khilafah is now a dominant demand for an Islamic Ummah that despairs of the current rulers, who have brought nothing but misery and humiliation through their misguidance and sin. Truly, without a guiding leadership, the Islamic Ummah is like an abandoned orphan without a responsible or a guardian, as its lands are occupied, its wealth looted, and the honor of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is repeatedly attacked without an appropriate response. O sons of Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anh and Hamza radiallahu anh, the chief of martyrs, indeed, the congregation is assembled and is in need of an imam to lead it. It is we, the people of power and influence, that must perform our duty and lead the Muslims towards the real change, fearing none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our brother Naveed did just that and is a reminder to us all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not send his nasr, victory, without our sacrifice and our constancy upon truth. Thus, it is upon us all to speak on his behalf, demanding his release, and stand in his stead to demand the reestablishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of Prophethood, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusihim wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah." Allah has indeed purchased from the believers their lives and wealth in exchange for paradise. Surah Tawbah 111. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.